Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big day for the sports fans in this city as well. As tomorrow, was it 10 o'clock? The McNairs will be here they will unveil a lot of the uniform stuff. Not just a lot of it. They will unveil the uniform stuff. You can listen to it right here. Hear them live on In the Loop, 10 o'clock, as that will come out. We've seen some leaked peeks of some things.
I like that.
But the entirety of all of the jerseys and helmets will be released tomorrow, 10 o'clock. And the thought is, as we're less than 24 hours before that, fellas, how y'all think the fan base gonna react to these jerseys? What do you think the majority of people, you think the majority of people are going to like them? Obviously it's never going to be an exact science. It's never going to be mostly everybody loves it. It's not going to be like when D'Amico got hired, right? There is going to be some people who have some issues. What do you think the majority of people are going to feel?
I think the majority of people are going to like them. But I think the loudest individuals, the ones that are going to be heard the most, are going to be the ones that don't like them. I think there is going to be
the loud complaining group of it.
Yeah, I've not seen anything other than the leaked photos. For the record, I've not seen anything. I didn't go to whatever Landry was talking about, the party before. I didn't go to that, so I don't know what anything looks like. But I think there's going to be a portion of the fan base that's highly disappointed in how much. Of the color blue that the Titans stole.
I like the way you placed that.
I think there's going to be the people that really wanted to, like Sean Bajani, that really wanted to shoot double rods at the Adams family and at the Titans by what the jersey looked like. I think that
crew is expecting
that
something.
That group's going to be disappointed, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. I
love what I've seen so far. The H I could care less about. I'm not that didn't do anything for me. I'll be honest. that didn't do, like, I need to see that with the uniform to see if I like the whole that H needs help. I'll put it to you that way.
That standing alone.
That needs to be paired. Like, you pair that with something that's too busy or doesn't jive just right, I'm out on it. But it's got a chance. So I'm in on that. But them everyday unis, them home and aways, hey man, y'all forget. Look here. That them jokers are clean. There's just a little bit. No, there's a lot of change on those. The Houston across the chest, that's money. That is strong. The color combos and the way in which they didn't feel the need to force three or four different colors. When you throw white in there, three or four different colors into one uni, just make it classic, smooth, nice, easy on the eye, man. I like it. I thought they did a hell of a job.
Text line coming in. I think that's going to be – I'm just really intrigued to see how people are going to receive these jerseys, what the overwhelming majority will say. Someone texted in, everyone's going to love the red one. The white and the blues are going to be okay. The H-Town blue will be fine. We'll see. We'll see what they have in store. I'm going to say this.
If they do, if they drop a full H-Town blue,
that will not be just fine.
No, that will be off the charts. If it the same color, the blue, that the lighter blue that's in the H that they released, if there's a uni that's that color,
they roll in here
like has a dominant color, that color is dominant in the jersey.
Like the Houston Cougars.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think you'll have people going. I think you'll have a amount of people that are cool with it. And then you have a loud group that will absolutely love it. But I just don't know that we're going to see that.
Honestly, I think the overwhelming majority are going to like it.
Overwhelming majority.
Yeah. Because D'Amico and CJ do. I do. I think people are in such cloud nine with the Texans as they should be, and in particular with those two guys. And those two guys, they have run out there and have talked about how much they love the new jerseys. They've come out. I'd be like, you know what? D'Amico likes it. CJ likes it. Hell, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think that's the I think a major part is how you feel about the team.
Sure.
At the moment.
Absolutely.
Now, honestly, if this was 2 years ago, I think the majority of people would have hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Had something to complain about.
Well, look, Larry and Stafford called in the other day, and he said, look, I don't give a damn about them jerseys. My squad's going to go out there and win, and my squad's going to do this, and his squad's and D'Amico's going to do this, and CJ's going to be the quarterback. I don't care what the uniforms look like. So, yeah, you're going to have that part.
Because they're not going to be butt-ass ugly.
Well, I mean,
I don't think they can do that.
My alma mater has done that. Has somehow done that a time or two.
They just did a gray. It's
awful. They did faded numbers and all kinds.
But we know they're not doing it. We've seen an element of the white ones.
You've seen the home
right, and you can look at the white one, and I would imagine the blue ones aren't going to be just something completely opposite of that. I would imagine the blue ones are going to look just like that, just blue.
Yeah.
The red ones probably, and maybe they have one that is a completely different look. After we saw the white one, they're not going to be butt-ass ugly. And I think you see the white one, and D'Amico, and I'm like, you know what? CJ likes it.
Alternate unis, right, man. Baby. You never know what's coming, though, bro. I mean, the H.
Yeah.
What's that fourth helmet going to look like? I'm going to tell you, boys. I'm pretty excited about that one. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm pretty excited about that. That's the one thing in this whole drop tomorrow that could disappoint me, if I'm being honest.
Mm.
Do you remember the only two teams in college that I've seen do it, and I absolutely loved it, and I wanted my Razorbacks to do it, but they would. Boise State and Mississippi State. They did, one's the Bulldog, one's the Broncos. So it was a horse's head, right?
Oh, the real enlarged one?
Enlarged it on the side of one. The other side, there's nothing on one side, and then the other side is the logo just wraps damn near around the helmet. I thought that was badass. And then so did Mississippi State did it with the Bulldog head, right, with just the head. Man, that's clean. White helmet, boom, one color logo, and that logo is blown up. Anytime that thing pops on the screen, you know exactly who's playing. The logo jumps in your face. Man, that's a smooth look. That would be clean. Something different other than just, and I love the Texans logo. I'm not part of that group. I love the Texans logo. Absolutely love the original, the OG. But something different other than that on the side of the helmet would be tremendous for me. I can get that. That would be a true alternate unit.
Something that's different. Something,
yep. Yeah.
We'll see. I think most will love it. Tyler is also going to be one that loves it. I don't think there's going to be anything that they create that Tyler hates.
That's not fair.
I'm just saying based off what we've seen. I don't think there's anything.
You
loved the H.
I didn't understand why people didn't like it. Yeah.
Tyler, Clint, he didn't understand why people didn't like it or were on the fence.
Well, I need help.
That's fine for you.
It's got a lot going on. It's a busy H, man.
Tyler's taking it a step further. He really likes the H. Tyler, are you seriously going to do this? Are you going to? Are you really going to get this thing tattooed on you? So are they? Is
look
that,
at that grin on his face. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Y'all, we got that HD camera in there now.
Are they giving any fans the ability to get like for real tattoos?
From what I understand, at the event tomorrow night for the new uniforms, there's going to be a limited capacity of fans that might be able to get tattoos without an appointment or without them already having that scheduled.
And you got, I mean, of course you got.
But
it.
The Texans, they were offering, if you won these raffled tickets for the event tomorrow night at 713 Music Hall, if you won those raffled tickets, they're giving fans the option, get a little ink, a little free ink on the McNairs.
I think you should put it on your left arm, man. Don't put it on your right sleeve.
Oh, crowd it up in the sleeve.
No, man. You don't even know if this thing's going to last.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will.
But it fits in with that arm. Mm-hmm. That's all.
What else he gonna do? The other one's gonna be the same thing. You gonna have Orbit on the other side? You know how much his wife loves Orbit. Orbit's coming.
Orbit's
definitely coming.
He's drawing the loud tackle him. I won't let him get away.
Andre Johnson catching the ball in the back of the end zone's coming on that left.
Maybe add a smaller version. But right there, he's got some space.
I'm thinking
JJ Watt flexing or something.
Thinking maybe on the inner part of this, the sleeved arm I got going on.
Now, is this just somebody random? Are you all right? Like I when I've gotten my tattoos, I've really vetted people.
Absolutely.
So you're comfortable. I ain't just, it's so, like my haircut.
It was. It's kind of interesting. It was, I got the release form. The Texans sent me the release form the end of last week for this tattoo tomorrow. And the release form right there at the top, the company name. It's where I go to get my ink typically. Look, so feel pretty good about it.
So it's meant to be.
I can't wait to see this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.